Hi, I'm Jeff, and I'm a therapist.
And I'm Tyler, and I'm a patient.
We're going to talk about trauma, healing, and everything. Everything is traumatic.
Let's just power through this. And on this week's episode of Everything is Traumatic, we're talking about, Jeff, what do we think is traumatic this week?
Therapy in the time of late stage capitalism.
Therapy in the late stage times of capitalism. Fuck a duck. Could not repeat that back at all. this is something I actually brought to you this week here, Jeff. Wanting to talk about therapy and what it means in late stage capitalism, or what role does it play? Is it useless? Is there even a point when, like, the bombs are ready to drop at any second? Who knows? Let's find out tonight, today.
Yeah.
This morning.
Let's.
Dawn. But Jeff,
in the like whole idea of late stage capitalism, let's totally skip over the shout outs, because late stage capitalism or capitalism doesn't care about the individual. It only cares about the corporation. It only cares about the elite. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is just a worker. Yep. And expendable.
Yeah. It was something we kind of touched on a little bit at the end of the last episode. you mentioned it to me of just like, how they do kind of try to keep us divided or distracted. And
yeah,
there are more of us than there are of them. Even the ones
that are fighting about frivolous things,
mm-hmm.
then we don't pay attention.
Yep.
What is it they said? Used to say, Nero used to say, bread and circuses.
Bread and circuses.
If you give the people bread and circuses, then you don't have to worry about them. Keep them occupied with bread and circuses.
Damn.
It might not have been Nero, but it was one of the Romans.
Well, what a great quote. Fuck, man. I'm sorry. I'm sinking that in. It's so true.
Yeah.
And so, like, we all feel it. A lot of us feel the struggle of what this stage of capitalism is. And I wanted to talk about what role therapy plays into it. Because I do think therapy is a great tool, and it's a great outlet to actually just work on yourself. But does it start to seem like obsolete when working on yourself can only do so much, when it's not making enough money, it's the rent being too damn high, it's food being too damn expensive, like all these external issues that prevent you from living, or you kind of need to live? It's like this unnecessary evil, it feels like. It feels easy to be like, just kind of like, just in a weird place with therapy, because it does feel futile in a way.
Yeah, it feels like sometimes you're slapping a Band-Aid on a huge gaping chest wound.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you why. And it's not just because I'm a therapist. I feel like while there's so much negative and there's so much out of our control and there's so much that is very difficult, where people not only are unhappy, but people can't survive. People are not able to feed their families. People can't pay rent. There's a lot of, and there's war and all these things going on. But I do feel like maybe when this collapses, the bombs might be one option, but if it doesn't happen that way and the world collapses, we're still going to need people to rebuild things. And even if, forget all that, just the idea of trying to take the focus from external to internal on what you can control. And so you can't control some of these things, but there are some things you can control and that you can do some amazing things, even in the midst of all this insanity.
Yeah, damn. No, I needed to hear that because it's true. Like, even though there are so many things that are out of our control, we can control how we look and view things and how we take it all in. And we can, and I know there's only so much, I guess you could call this a positive reinforcement that you can do, but I just, it's good to still do that. It's good to still be like, hey, it's fucking shitty out there, but I can decide if I have a good day or not. It's not everything around me's decision on that. It's my decision if I
Yeah.
decide to be happy or if I decide to be sad.
And I think therapy is about bringing out the best version of the person that is in therapy. So helping that person to find that best version of themselves. And that doesn't mean happiness all the time, but it means maybe some self-worth, some strength to face the stuff that's happening outside of them, because some bad stuff happens to people. I mean, not just financial stuff, but I mean, people lose their kids, people lose their relationships, they lose parents, they're sick. There's a lot of things that happen to people. And just giving some people a different perspective where they can have some power.
Yeah. I mean, I almost just fucking boofed it and said, yeah, that's all we want is power. I mean, that's kind of true, but it's kind of not. But we do want to feel some sort of like control in our own lives, at least.
Yeah,
And.
because we feel like we're out of control, so that we have very little control over what happens. There's a lot of apathy because we don't feel like we have any power.
Man, it's so true. Like, and I see it a lot or feel it a lot with any like online reaction. You can see any comment section, any just like texting with someone. There's what feels like just such detachment and insincerity to everything. I don't know. Maybe it's just my own personal feelings, but it all
No, I
feels
agree
very
with you.
detached.
People are bastards online. Coming from somebody that posts a lot online, I mean, it's just like it's like getting drunk, right?
Yeah.
Your inhibitions go away because you're not, there's really not that consequence of that, an immediate feedback or looking into somebody's eyes and seeing them cry or seeing that you've hurt them. There's such an attachment from that. So people just post horrible things. So like an example that I just read about. So like apparently Alyssa Milano, big time actress, excuse me, put up a post asking for people to help support her son's baseball team so they could go on a trip. And so people were like, "You're rich, you should support it, blah 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 blah." So people started going on her 12-year-old son's post and being like, "Your mom, blah 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 blah." And he's like, "I'm 12 years old.
Yeah, he's like, dude, I don't.
My mom's awesome." It's just like, why are you going to a 12-year-old kid's post and putting stuff about his mom on it? That's where we've gotten to. Just don't give her money. Just pass by. We
Yep.
don't have to comment on everything. We don't have to have an opinion on everybody's business.
No, but like we and but we don't, but we feel like we have to fucking express it.
Yeah.
It's different when you're amongst your friends or you're amongst people. I don't know. Maybe there is like,
Or somebody asks for your opinion, then
yeah.
you can give your opinion.
This is true. But
But
a lot of times, yeah, it's a lot of just unsolicited opinions.
I feel like that's part of what therapy can help with, because I feel like if somebody's going to be that mean or that cruel online, that there's some unresolved stuff there. There's anger, there's fear. And I think that people can work through that, because it's not about the person that made the post. It's about something that it invokes. It's about like a trigger. You know, everybody's talking about the border right now. And, you know, it's just a total, it's crazy, because it's made to be like somebody's posting that 200,000 Chinese men are entering our country every week, and they're building an army in our country so that they can take over from the inside.
Damn. What?
But if we look at that psychologically, what's that about? It's about fear.
It is. A lot of it is fear-based. A lot of like it it's why it's called xenophobia. They're scared of immigrants, which sounds silly when you put it in that regard, but
Well, I mean,
it's
people are scared of change. I mean, look at all the changes we've gone through, like Native Americans, African Americans, slavery, women voting, blacks voting, women being able to have credit cards, gay people being able to marry. It's the same argument every time. This is going to ruin the country. They can't do that.
It's
They're not
gonna
able.
ruin the
Yeah, and it didn't ruin the country. It made the country better.
Yeah.
But it's still that fear of change. And I think the real fear is that white people aren't going to be the majority anymore. It's already sort of happened.
Yeah.
It's done.
It's done.
And so it's like this grasp of we've got to keep these things because we're scared of what's going to happen with this change.
I mean, it doesn't help that we've done a lot of shitty things in the past.
Yeah.
That's coming
Oh,
back
we've
to
done
get
horrible.
us. That's
And we
coming.
deserve it. We
And we
deserve every
deserve
bit
it.
of it.
I mean, I'm not sitting here, me personally, I haven't done anything, but I recognize that my race has done a lot of harm. And I don't
Yeah,
see
and
it
I think
as
the whole white privilege thing that people get crazy about is they're like, I didn't own slaves, but we benefit from the work that the slaves did. We benefit from the eradication of Native American tribes. We benefit from that. Everybody benefits from that. But that's what privilege is about. Not that you need to be like, feel shame. You need to realize you have privilege and that you are the way your life is because of things that have been wrong in the past that happened. You just have to be aware of that. It's not an equal playing field. It still isn't.
Show ain't. It is sure not a even playing field. Fuck, I'm sorry, I had a brain fart. I like this conversation. And it plays into the
Yeah.
late stage capitalism, because that system itself is kind of built for us.
I mean, how is anybody supposed to buy a house right now?
You can't. I've accepted a good couple of years ago that I will probably never own a house.
And
Which
wasn't that the dream?
that was the dream.
Right? You get a house, and then your kids get a nicer house, and then their kids get a nicer house. That was the way it went for a little while.
Yeah.
But how much does a house cost in Knoxville right now? About 350 grand minimum, maybe
Yeah.
300.
And it's just gonna
Maybe you could find something without toilets in it for 200,000. And how are you going to pay
maybe.
for that?
Yeah, the jobs don't pay enough.
No.
Like, I just don't.
I mean, a modest house probably costs 300,000. A medium house probably costs 450. A very nice house is going to be 500, $650,000 a year.
I just feel
That's
like
insane.
it's more than that. I've heard ridiculously like shitty houses sell for a fuck ton.
Yeah.
It's
It's crazy.
and it's all very disheartening. Like that reality is disheartening. Like how do you that's not something you can really control. I can control,
And
but
I
I can
think,
control my reaction to that.
yeah.
And just kind of
Well,
accept
I mean,
that.
like when we bought this house, it was 25 years ago. And
Okay.
you could afford a house on a social, two social workers could buy a house. But we couldn't now. We couldn't buy this house now. Plus the interest rates are up. So it's not only like houses cost a lot more. You got to have more down. You got to have more, you pay more in interest. And the houses are crazy priced.
Yeah, and it's I there's just I don't see it getting better. It doesn't sound
You're
like
gonna burn
that.
it.
It's I feel like that market is just going to keep going up in price and up in price, and man, something's gotta fucking break. Like I don't know. It's the workers. It's us. It's us, man. We're distracted.
I feel like something is gonna have to break. I mean, they're building apartments everywhere, but they're luxury apartments.
Yeah, no one's gonna be able to fucking afford that.
Who's gonna live, who lives in all these places in Knoxville? But
Yeah.
they fill up.
Jeff, it's the C word.
Capitalism?
No, Californies.
Well, that's why we're in trouble.
Yep, all them people migrating from California way.
Jed Clampett went from here to California, and now they're coming back.
Yep. And it just sucks. It's very disheartening, and it just makes me think that the system is working exactly the way it's supposed to, and that's why it's got to be fucking destroyed.
Yes.
That's my opinion. Maybe I'll get put on a list. Maybe I'm already on a list. I don't
You're
know.
on a list, trust me.
Already?
Both of us are on a list.
Oh.
These phones that we're doing this on have like software that analyzes stuff.
Oh yeah.
We'll probably be getting a visit from the FBI a little later.
You think so? Oh man. As long as we
So
don't say.
my
Oh, go
This
ahead.
is this comes from a privileged white man who's lives a very comfortable life. There are beautiful things in the world that are not controlled by corporations, that do not cost money. There are things that people can get joy from, you can create from, you can make things, you can see things. There is still, life is still worth living. There are still good things. And now, again, that is from my point of view with having comfort. But I think even sometimes people that don't have, they find the beauty in things because they don't have things. So they create their own beauty, they create their own wonder.
Yeah, I mean, my perspective is kind of that. Like, that's why I like painting and playing music and making short films and doing the podcast and doing all these things. It's kind of making my own little purpose for going on and continuing. And 'cause you're right. I mean, there is things there are infinite reasons why living is just significantly better.
Yeah. And I think America got part of it right. Just like I think the freedom, the ability to have free speech, the ability to not have that crunched or crushed, I think is a good thing. Freedom is a good thing.
But
The problem
we've
is
gotten
the free
greedy.
market.
Yep, and gotten
Yeah, we've
greedy.
you've gotten greedy. And I think even capitalism may have worked for a while,
I just
but it
think it's
was
out
more
of
equal.
date.
Well, remember, like, I mean, there used to be a commonality of people disagreed on things, but there was a, during the war, right? You ration stuff. People were willing to do that. People were willing to give to help others. And now it's sort of become this selfishness of we need, there's like an old, I think I've said this before on this, but there's like an old Indian sort of thing about if an Indian got all the, killed all the buffalo or killed more buffalo than they needed and sat on it and didn't let anybody else have that, they would consider that mental illness. Yeah, that's what we see in our culture is people have way too much and they just sit on it and they just let it rot. They'd rather let it rot than share it with somebody else.
Yeah, we got greedy. We stopped looking out for each other. We stopped caring for each other
Yeah.
because the world got fucking scary.
I think, I mean, and maybe that just sounds weird, but sort of the time like the 50s and 60s when you could have a one income family that had a house and two cars and send their kids to college. That was sort of when I think capitalism was okay. I mean, you still had wealthy and without, and but there were, you could as a couple or an individual, you could support your family, you could live, and you could have some things. But you can't do that anymore.
No. And even that moment that you bring up, like with the 50s and 60s, what happened in the 70s?
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, like, of course, I'm not trying to sway your mind or anything, Jeff. It is just my opinion that, like, I think it is a system that is built on exploitation.
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
And a economic system that's built on exploitation for profit is just one I cannot morally get behind. I couldn't, and maybe that's my problem. But I just,
No, I
to me,
feel like you're 100% right.
that just feels so wrong to do to my fellow person.
And when I brought up the lifestyle in the 50s, that wasn't for everybody either. That was for white people. And so, I mean, many people were excluded from that. And so there's never been equality, and people have always been without. It's just, I think that people, young people, look at the future and have a lot of hopelessness because they're like, what am I doing? Why am I working so hard? I'm not getting ahead. I can't get a house.
It's
I
a,
can't even pay
yeah,
rent.
and it's a lot of people questioning why they're making someone else rich.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, exactly.
instead of investing in themselves.
You know what, though? I think what makes it almost okay is that sometimes, like when Walmart makes $100 billion, they have a pizza party.
Oh, yeah, that makes it great. At least we
When
get pizza.
I saw that, like a Walmart store made $800 million in a year or whatever, or $80 million. You know what they got did for their employees? They got them a cake that said, "We made $80 million."
Wow. Wow. Damn, they might as
Mean,
well
it's not
just.
even like they're.
Damn, that's cold
It's not
blooded,
even like they're
Walmart.
trying.
No.
Yeah, they don't even try, right?
That's just cold blooded, Walmart. Fuck. That is terrible.
So on the other side of that, every now and then you hear a story. There was a guy that sold his company, and he took all the money And he gave every employee, basically every employee got enough money to retire on.
Damn.
That's how you do it, right?
Yeah. That's
You
what.
can make money and take care of your employees.
And that's what's happened is that, like, it seems like employers have stopped taking care of their employees, like, actually
Yeah.
taking care of their employees. Like, and I know I just said like a lot, but I'm dumb and that's how I speak. I'm not dumb. I'm not dumb. I'm a
You're not.
genius. I'm
You're.
God. What I'm
Yeah,
getting
I mean,
at.
even the whole idea of a pension, you used to be able to be like, okay, so I'm going to work for 20 years for this Ford
Company.
company. I'm going to have a pension that I can retire on and I can enjoy those retirement years.
Yep.
But we don't do a pension anymore.
No
Isn't it
pension.
interesting how it went from the company's responsibility to take care of you after you work to your responsibility? You need
Yep.
to put your money that you don't have into the stock market.
Yep.
You need to take care of yourself.
Yep. 'Cause that's the
And you know why they
attitude.
do that?
Why?
Because they save them money.
It does. 100% saves them money. If they don't have to, why would they? And that's
You
what's
know
fucked
what?
up.
Any publicly traded company has one goal. Do you know what that is?
Make motherfucking
Increase
money.
shareholder value.
Yep. Money. That's what it's all a fucking about, people. Don't you just love it? Don't you just love having to wake up every day and count how much money you have and decide whether you can get gas or a meal? Isn't it great, people? Welcome to late
And I
stage
think that
capitalism.
I think even in countries that have some socialization safety nets like England and stuff, it's the same problems. You still have the excesses. You do have some safety nets like insurance or something. I mean, even if they don't have to totally fix all of it right now, but let people have health insurance and housing.
Yeah, they think it's radical when you're like, I don't think poor people should not have a house or starve. What is wrong with that?
Yeah, it's not a right for somebody to have insurance or a house.
Yeah, what? Again, greedy. We've been bought and sold a long time ago, Jeff.
And what do we say about those people? Well, they made bad choices. They should have got a job.
They should have gotten exploited for fucking. We can't even retire at this rate.
My wife works with working on trying to get people housed. And the solution, you know what the solution to unhoused people is? Housing.
Yep.
That's the solution.
That is the solution.
If we had enough affordable housing, we would not have people on the street. You might have a little bit, tiny bit, but you could solve that problem with money.
It's true, man. You could solve it with money. You could solve it with money. I really hate it. But it is something I can't control. What I can control is my reaction. I will begrudgingly continue forward. And
I will write a strongly worded letter, but I will continue forward.
I will continue forward. I will prevail out of spite. It's just it's
There are people that are making differences. There are people that are doing things. There
That's
are
true.
people that are going against type and making changes and things. It's just so slow. And that's like a good thing about therapy too. Therapy is slow.
So therapy
You
is
don't
slow.
just get rid of all that junk that you learned or pain. It takes a while, and it's going to take a long time to fix this.
It's true. It is, man. And that's why I find myself like questioning it, but I gotta be patient And, just keep in mind that, there is no destination, there is no goal when it comes to therapy. It is just about improving and getting to know yourself. And that process and a lot of processes like similar to it. Like I feel like filmmaking is a little similar to therapy in a way. It's because all of it is about the process being the prize. Like the finished product is the finished product, but it's everything before the finished product that's the bread and butter.
And the film looks so smooth and like, okay, everything, but all that stuff that went into making it and all the ups and downs and all the stuff you had to redo, it's time consuming and it's hard.
It is. And therapy is hard. Being honest with
Therapy's hard.
yourself is a very hard thing. And even though I've been going for the past 2 years, I still catch myself kind of not being fully honest with myself. And it's hard. It's hard to show up every fucking week or second week or bi-weekly, I mean, but like to show up every time ready to be 100% honest and work on yourself in that hour or however long you have is just, it's exhausting.
But sometimes the most important thing is that you show up. And
Because
not every session is going to be the perfect session in front of the therapist either. But the commitment to better yourself and to care about yourself enough to say, I can feel better, I can do better.
Yeah, I mean,
That's the important part.
yeah. It is the important part, man. It is. It is the important part.
I feel
And
like this has been a little dark.
I think, yeah, we need something light to. I'm sorry, guys. This is a little
I
dark
mean,
episode.
maybe we should leave it like it is. There's really no, this is the way a lot of people feel. They feel hopeless. And I think there is hope, but maybe we could just let it sort of go with the idea of, you got control of some stuff, but this is a mess. There's not a happy ending to this episode.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, like where we're at in these times, there's not really a happy ending, but I don't know. There's to me, there's a few laughs. There is joy. Like there's joy in the pain. I don't know. There's like I said, there for me, it's finding what makes it worth it for me, and I'm finding new stuff every day to live for, and that keeps me grounded. But like I say all that, but just the other day I was just talking about Rick, and I was like, I really just want to, and like Sandy was trying to cheer me up, and she was like, we can go axe throwing, and I was like, yeah, I can walk in front of the target, and my mood switches, apparently. I'm all like, no, life's worth living. And now, like before, though, I'm like, fucking kill me. That's just the nature of that is the duality of human.
I think we can attack the insaneness and the wastefulness of corporate or the power, but we can celebrate the power of the individual and the creativity of the individual.
Yeah.
And that is something unique and good. We can tear down and try to tear down the problems, but there are people that are doing all kinds of amazing creative things outside of that system. They're just doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not getting paid to do this podcast.
No, but I
I don't
mean,
I don't think.
no, I haven't. As soon as I get a check, buddy, I'll give it.
We're doing it out of the goodness of our heart. We're doing it because we love each other and we like to do it, and it's
Yeah,
creative.
it's true. It's true. Like for me, this is just it's a very great space to just let my thoughts fucking run, and there's a lot of crap in there, but some people like it. And if you do like it, thank you. Thanks for
We
liking it.
love you.
Yeah,
Yes.
we love you guys. And you know, Jeff, I think we've reached this logical conclusion, honestly. Like, we've kind of, for me at least, I feel better. And
Feel a little bit better.
I
I feel a
feel,
little bit, yeah.
yeah, I feel like I've gotten some of that out, and I feel a little more secure about continuing therapy. I mean, I wasn't really going to stop because I don't know. It's routine at this point, and it's something I do enjoy, and it's something that really does help, is I think would be my final thoughts, is like, if you guys can, I think therapy benefits everyone.
And if you
And
can't, talk to your friends and family or people that care about you.
yeah,
Not everybody can afford therapy. Not everybody has access. Talk to people that you talk to your friends. Just talk to people. Don't keep yourself alone and just stuff it. You
Yeah.
deserve to be heard. You have value.
You do have value. You do matter. Even if you don't think you matter, even if you think that your death would affect nothing, it affects everything. We're all
Yeah.
connected. We're all one. We're all experiencing itself in real fucking time, people. Any final thoughts, Jeff?
No.
No?
Just take care of yourself.